Part 5, graph it. Example 2, slope of a line.
Okay, we're going to try another equation. So let's get everything turned back on again. Start with the Braille light. And then you want to turn on the Braille blazer. It's a rocker switch on off on the right side in the back of the machine.
Yeah, didn't you explain that last time?
It never hurts to re-explain it.
Braille blazer ready.
Great. Okay, so you want to get into your graphic program?
Yes.
Option C calculator ready.
Okay. You want an O chord first.
Option. Ramp stop. Ramp inversion 1.02. Copyright 1996.
So you just want to go over those steps really quick? That was an O chord and...
Serial number 00045. Entry 1. Nothing
entered. Yeah. Sorry, I did that too quickly for you to hear it, but here we go. We did an O chord, followed by an F, followed by a DOCS 456 chord, because that happens to be at the end of our particular file list.
Okay, great. So you're in your program, and it's looking for your first
entry.
So you need an E chord?
Entry 1.
Okay, great. And the equation we're going to do is Y equals 2X plus 5.
Y equals 2X plus 5.
Now remember, all numbers must be entered in Nemeth code.
Or computer code. They're pretty similar, but you want your equal sign in computer code.
Yes, and so that's dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right, and no spaces.
Right.
Okay, so we have that entered. Did you type an E chord?
We shall do that now.
Great. Okay. All right, and then to emboss?
P chord.
P chord. Good.
The graph is about one-third completed and consists of a straight line that begins in quadrant 1, runs through quadrant 2, and ends in quadrant 3.
Has it prints the axes?
The graph is about two-thirds complete.
Taking a little longer than the last one.
Okay, I'll print it out. I'll go ahead and take the paper out. Okay, now you remember this equation was y equals 2x plus 5. So what would your slope be?
The slope would be 2.
Right, and your y-intercept
would be 5.
Okay, so you want to check out your graph and make sure it's right. Look for your y-intercept on there.
So now.
So you go to the origin.
Origin.
Count up 5 from the origin.
Origin.
Be right here.
Okay.
That's where the two axes meet.
Right here.
Right.
The teacher moves Brandon's hand to the origin.
Okay. You want to get enough sleep at night.
No yawning.
Okay, from the origin, you want to count up five, since five. Your y-intercept is positive five?
Five, six, one, two.
So there's, we're going to go up. And there's some hash marks there.
Yeah.
Can you feel those?
Four, five.
Five, okay, is that where the line crosses?
Yeah.
You see this? Okay, so you're at your y-intercept.
Right.
And if you were to go up two and over one, which is your slope, since right. it's two over one, so you're going to go up two and over one. Is it there?
Yep.
Good. So you can feel your line. It starts out in the first quadrant, up at the right, and goes down to the left.
To the left.
And crosses the x-axis and crosses the
y-axis.
Crosses the y-axis first, then the x-axis. It's a diagonal line.
Yeah.
Okay? Good job.